Our next question comes from Aaron. What are the odds a girl named Aaron would be a U2 fan, huh?
Hey, guys. What is your current favorite rock band?
Current favorite rock band. Let's get all four of you to answer that one, if you don't mind. Adam, which one?
There's a group from Manchester called The Doves. They're worth checking out.
The Doves, all right.
Larry?
Like rock music very much.
What do you like? What kind of music? What's your favorite?
Country, I'm Western.
My man. All right. How about you, Edge?
Well, I have to say I went to see Radiohead outside Dublin, and this year, I have to say it's Radiohead.
Yeah, this is their time.
Yeah. All right.
Bono,
you have an answer for that question?
I heard the new REM record.
Really?
It's really extraordinary, really bit special. I know how extraordinary it is because I felt a little ill after I heard it.
Hey, while we're talking about some of the other acts on the scene, you guys have been covered many times by other artists. In fact, I just got the new Johnny Cash this week. I know you're friends with Johnny. He does a beautiful version of your song, One. Do you have a favorite of any of the cover songs?
One Love.
Very good.
That's him. You get to share it. It'll ease you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Do you have any favorites?
Any favorites that other folks have done of your songs?
Who's the one that did Love Is Blindness? Beautiful jazz singer.
Oh, Cassandra Wilson.
Cassandra Wilson.
Yeah, that is nice.
That blew my head. Another band that I want to just say a lot of respect for is the Chili Peppers. Mm-hmm. I think they made just a really great record, stripped right down, and they've been through stuff, you know, and people go through stuff and come out the other end. It's the hardest thing is to stick together, you know, whether it's lovers or whether it's a, you know, football team. I mean, I think it's hard. It's hard. And I think, you know, they've just come out the other side, and I think that John Frusciante is a really beautiful guitar player, and
he is.
So yeah. Fair play to them.
We did our last Kevin and Bean morning breakfast was with the Red Hot Chili Peppers about a month ago, and they
I don't like them that much.
They were fantastic. They were great. Do you guys have a massive collection of archives of U2 material, either stuff that never made the record or live performances? Because you've done so many songs that have never actually officially been released. Are there? Do you ever think in terms of, hey, one day a box set, one day we got to get some of this stuff out?
We've actually left instructions should we go down in the plane.
Oh, is that right?
That it, everything gets
By
torched.
By the time you hear this,
everything will be
dead.
Torched. We don't want any of it coming out.
No?
No. Absolutely nothing. It's all to be torched.
But you put out is what you want out, and that's it, huh?
That's it.
What about this new song, Home, that I hear almost made the record?
Go ahead.
Well, it sort of did make the record, but it kind of morphed into...
Became something else.
Something else, yeah.
Right. Speak for a moment about the late Frank Sinatra. I know that you had a chance to spend some time with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know... Me and Frank were so close. he was a very generous man and sent me paintings and stuff that he did, and it's really close. But by far the most extraordinary thing was he asked me to head up the Frank Sinatra Golf Classic in Palm Springs, and I agreed. But I don't play golf.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's how much I love Frank Sinatra. And unfortunately passed away before I could turn up there and hang out with all those imaginary people that you have in your head when you mention Frank Sinatra.
Sure.
But, you know, he was extraordinary. And
did he ever sing the song you wrote for him?
We sang, I sang him the song, Two Shots of Happy, One Shot of Sad, to him over a dinner table, and I remember him looking through his, it was like, I think it was a tequila, it was a Mexican restaurant. No, I think it was a very large tequila glass.
Right.
I remember, you know, you look through like a fishbowl and could just see a huge Frank Sinatra eye. And it seemed to be, you know, smiling, and he said he loved the song.
Do you think he heard it?
We don't know how far into the tequila he was.
And, It was a large table, you're right.
I'm just saying.
All right, that's fine.
He's looking through a glass of tequila, you never know.
Went like this, two shots of happy, one shot of sad. You think I'm a good man, well, I know I'm bad. Took you to a place, now I can't get back. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. And then it had a really great middle eight that went, guess I've been greedy all of my life. greedy with my lovers, my children, my wife. Greedy for the good things as well as the bad. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. Very was, not was.
Let me ask you this question. Did you always, at what point in your life did you cross that point where you said, I can really sing? I really have a voice that I can make something out of, because you don't believe it when you're 4, 6, 8, 10.
That is a really beautiful thing to say, and I never felt like I sang on the U2 records. I felt like I sang live. I felt that's where I would discover the songs. And
but even live, did you cross a point where you went, hey, I really have something that I'm proud of and I can really do something with?
It was a moment on Zoo TV where I felt like a singer for a minute, and then on this album I had a lot of problems with my voice, just various different things, and I came through it and I really felt I came into my voice on this.
So this album is when you decided you could sing. I mean, you know, you're considered one of the greatest rock voices of all time.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, and I don't just say that. I mean, you really are considered one of the greatest rock voices.
You know, he's married, right, Kevin?
No, I'm just saying.
What's going on with you here, pal? I'm going up with Ralph where it's a little safer. Who's next for us this morning?
We've got Courtney, guys.
Yes.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, great.
I was just wondering, what's the craziest thing anyone has done to meet you?
And was it somebody in this room, by the way, is the follow-up?
Well, we gave the file to the FBI, and they're dealing with it. I'm not sure.
There's a girl who handcuffed herself to my ankle. In Boston.
For real.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's still there.
Somewhere.
Hello. You know, we've all heard the famous story of Bruce Springsteen hopping the gate at Graceland to meet his hero, Elvis. Was there anyone that you went to extraordinary lengths to try to meet over the years?
Gay Byrne.
Brian Wilson. When we first arrived in Los Angeles, I think we were about 18 or something like that. And there was two people that I just thought were just the most extraordinary people in the world. One was Bob Dylan, one was Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. And one of the reasons I think I have a lot of time for fans that, you know, sleep outside of my house, though I wish they didn't, is that, you know, I almost went and did that thing, hey, let's call into Brian. And he lives here, doesn't he? And hasn't he got a sound pit? And so yeah, Brian Wilson, what extraordinary songs! I think.
Sure,
yeah.
And back and sounding terrific now too. I don't know if you've had a chance to see what he's doing today, but he sounds great.
No,
he does. All right, thank you for that question. Who's next, Ralph?
We got John.
Good morning. My question to you is: as a group, what do you consider your greatest accomplishments?
Staying together for the whole set, I would say. I mean,
hey, just showing up is half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
I got to say, Larry, you're going to have to stop talking. You just have got to stop. You're just rattling on. And
I don't realize. I was woken at 7 o'clock this morning. My brain hasn't engaged yet, so I apologize.
It's no problem.